I need your help to get back to the year 1985.
I got your back, Michael J., so let's go on back to the 80s. I'm Darian, so let's go on back to 1985.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. We will do our morning laps, walk our dogs around the block, pass up the elevator, and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi, my name is Teddy Ruxpin. Can you and I be friends?
Yeah. It was Monday, March 18th. 1985, a happy day for baseball fans. The baseball commissioner, Pete Ubernoff, reinstates Willie Mays and Mickey Mantle. No, those aren't Disney characters, those are real baseball greats. Eddie Murphy was still on top with his number one film, Beverly Hills Cop, beating out Harrison Ford in Witness, and Molly Ringwald in The Breakfast Club. REO Speedwagon was number one with Can't Fight This Feeling, and no one can fight CBS Television Network. They ruled the night with Scarecrow and Mrs. King, Kate and Allie, and Newhart, followed by Cagney and Lacey. That's all from me, Generation Xers. If you'll excuse me, I'm going to put an old NWA rap cassette inside of Teddy Ruxpin. Let's see what happens. I'll catch you tomorrow on another 80s flashback.
You know, I think that would be best.